Well, I've got bad news and good news. The bad news is Jersey Shore in your panel, we're done for this season. But the good news is Sweet Home Floribama, MTV's Floribama Shore is back, and we're in studio again next week, and we have all the thoughts on the trailer. What's going on? I don't know. Stay tuned. Oh.
You guys, what? This is what I say Floribama is to me. So if Jersey Shore is my heroin,
What is Floribama?
My subutext. You know, it's not quite heroin, but it's nice.
It's just as good.
It's going to keep me from pulling out my hair and my eyeballs. I'll stay alive, and I'll live to fight another day and do my heroin on Jersey Shore. Yeah. But no, I'm telling you, I love Floribama. To me, it's a cross between Real World and Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what I like about these kids is, I don't know about you guys, but this is probably hard for you to say. Generally speaking, I always hated the kids from The Real World. They were always so pretentious. And just, and MTV back in the 90s just loved a certain kind of narcissist, you know? And where I feel like on The Housewives, the narcissists I see there, it's like we know they're narcissists. But MTV used to paint these little narcissist kids as the salt of the earth, the progressives, and no, they just were. Do you agree they were not people?
They weren't. Yeah. I remember watching Real World growing up, and I was really excited. But watching them, I'm like, I don't like any of these people.
Right?
Yeah. No, like they're not as real. And every year, MTV bought the same person and the same character.
Every year,
they're holding themselves.
And what I like about these kids is that they are real. And the same as the Jersey Shore is that if they are toxic or whatever, they seem like they're nice kids.
Yeah, they're relatable.
They all mean well. Yeah. And we get to see with them that we don't see on a lot of MTV shows. We see their background and what they struggle with and where they come from. And I love Floribama because they're normal. Like, I feel like they're like me.
Yeah, right.
But they're having a lot more fun. Yeah.
And that's why I think these shows do so well, because like K-Raw said about Real World, I never connected. And maybe because I was too young watching Real World.
No.
I didn't connect with any of them. Because, whereas these guys, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, because we're like them.
Yeah.
You know, 90s MTV would never put Snooki on The Real World.
Never. They'd hold their nose up to her.
There's a couple of kids on the Floribama show. Who's the one? All the guys are really good looking.
Oh, they're hot.
Jeremiah is who you're thinking. The big jacked up.
Ooh. No, not him, but the smaller one.
Gus
has the perfect hair. I feel like I would have seen Gus on The Real World.
Yes, yeah, I can see him.
But and maybe Jeremiah, but a lot of those other ones I don't think I'd see on The Real World.
Some of the girls, no.
No, I don't think
we're
so
we're not seeing
at all.
Sucking the head off crawfish on The Real
World,
which I love, by the way.
And to me, it makes me so happy.
Oh,
and so,
beautiful.
And I'm so, and I'm excited they could have done the whole Real World formula and recast, right? And said, okay, this season's cast of Floribama Show. And they could have done that, but I love the idea that we get to go on the journey with these guys, and I'm happy for them individually.
Mm-hmm.
So they can profit, and they can, and of course, our own AfterBuzzer, Candace Rice.
Love her! Right? She's back!
And, you know, we talked about this last season, but I think she's going to have a bigger role this year. What do you think?
I think she is.
I don't know that. I'm not based on anything. I
mean,
we've been texting, but it's very light.
But even in the trailer that we just watched and stuff, I feel like we see more of her. Whereas in the first season's trailer, you got a little glimpse. It was mainly Nilsa and Courtney. But
that's right.
I think she's going to be a main character this season.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Awesome. I really love this trailer. I was just saying I was triggered in a good way because after watching this trailer, because I remember seeing the first season, I was like, oh, okay, this show looks cool. But when you watch this trailer, and I always say MTV, they always know what they're doing. I literally want to leave here.
I'm
turning up after this. The trailer looked amazing. It looks so fun. It's like, I cannot wait to see the show.
Yeah, and they're not too big yet.
Right.
The Jersey Shore squad. So
they're the babies.
Still relatable.
You know, it's like, in the one hand, I want to see them all get rich. Because, you know, I just want that for these guys. But at the same time, it's nice that if they're still in the Real World, say, tax bracket.
Yeah.
Because then there's more humility and more realness.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm thrilled. I mean, MTV, you know, one thing they've always been good at, to your point, Nokia, is they are good at marketing.
Yeah,
they're
awesome.
Really good at marketing, and they've always been since back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one we deliver. You know, Jersey Shore, I mean, like, this is the one where I think Floribama, like, it's real. And I know it got good numbers. It didn't get amazing numbers, but it got good numbers. And good numbers today, is bankable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I think even after watching Jersey Shore, I think the people, and I don't know if they're the same people from Floribama, they're probably taking some notes from that and saying, okay, how can we mm-hmm. now put this in a newer show? Mm-hmm. Kind of the same formula, but newer, younger kids. Because, I mean, Jersey Shore is killing it, and so is Floribama is definitely going to
continue. Well, I think the fact that you made a good point, but the fact that they're advertising it, they're following it, they're picking up right yeah. where Jersey leaves off.
So, yeah.
so they know the same audience. Yeah. They're similar audience.
Yeah, I love mm-hmm. it.
Well, we're back next Monday. We're doing Mondays at 8 p.m. We've got the group together.
Yes.
We're going to have Nakia making some guest appearances. We've got Stacey Roxy's coming back. Right. She joined us in season one. But
Roxy from the original Jersey Shore. And then
the OG.
We had to let her go. She's trying to get back in. So, you know, we'll let her in on Floribama. And I'm sure, you know what, guys? I'm sure we'll be talking to Candace.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I'm sure we'll be talking to other members. Are we going to work on that panel?
Yes. We're getting guests in here where they're going to be Skyping in. We're going to get the whole cast.
We're going to be turning out.
Listen, I'm going to just to sell just a little further. If you tuned into our Jersey Shore after show, we found stalkers. We found we found people that were smushed with. We found, you know, the people that like gave them extra shots. Like, we found them and brought them on our show. Mm-hmm. So you can bet your bottom ass that not only are we going to get the cast, we're going to get other
we're
people.
We're going to do some digging.
We're
see.
Getting exclusives.
Yeah,
that we
and
are.
We'll know the news before everyone else.
Yes. We'll have Floribama Shore names because we had our Jersey Shore names. So you better believe we'll have new nicknames for everyone.
Wow.
This is exciting. We're going to go drink because I need a drink right now.
Yeah, we're going to have to drink on the show.
After seeing that trailer, it's time to get lit.
So we're going
to
go chug some beers and we will see you guys next Monday at 8 p.m. Tune in for Floribama Shore Season 2.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.